Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas on how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good buddy Ken Tinser joining us again. Ken's back. I know him too. Ken is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO of SpiderWorks. Partner at Nettlewoods, early before that, author of Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule. And he's one of the guys we turn to. We want to become better entrepreneurial leaders and trying to connect those two. You know, folks, sometimes entrepreneurs are operating in their own lane, and they know that they accomplish stuff, but they might not be a leader. And we're going to see what Ken has to say about that. Ken, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Have you seen that where somebody was entrepreneurial? They were world class entrepreneurs, but they didn't necessarily make them leaders.
Well, yeah, I think you hear about that a lot, and I think I started this journey by just taking a step back and looking at myself. I had some early success in my late 20s and 30s in manufacturing when I built and sold Nettlewoods and. Through Spider, having some good success, but I kind of realized now that I'm in my 50s that maybe I wasn't the best leader. I mean, and I think I realized that when I was reading a book by Peter Drucker, one of my favorite, performance and leadership.
Can't go wrong reading Peter.
No. And he said there's only three things that happen naturally in organizations: friction, confusion, and underperformance. And yeah, and he said everything else requires leadership. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, you know what? In my 20s, I really had friction and confusion down pat.
Right.
And you know what? I don't blame myself. You know, I think most of us as entrepreneurs, we have an idea. We rely on ourselves. We perseverance and passion are kind of what rule the day. But as our companies grow, we have to sort of step back and say, it's not ourselves anymore. There's other people around us. They have to know where we're going, what we're doing. And, it's not all about you.
You know, I hearing you talk about this made me think of the series on Discovery Channel about Einstein. Have you been watching that?
I've been taping it.
All right, so I've watched every series. I mean, every episode. It's outstanding, folks. I encourage you to watch it. It's really something. Walter Isaacson, who's a member of our Brain Trust, by the way, he's the author of the book that this is written, that this series is made off of. They just do an outstanding job. But the point I wanted to make was Einstein was a physics entrepreneur, because he was thinking about things nobody else was thinking about. But he would have been a horrible leader because he kept focusing on his own silo. He was inconsiderate to everybody, basically. But he accomplished something. He made amazing accomplishments, right? And a lot of entrepreneurs do that. But you got to be careful with what you're going to be left with at the end of the day, don't you?
Yeah, and I think the reality is, do you want to retire and turn the lights out, or do you want to leave a legacy? And since we're not going to live forever, legacy is going
That's
to
right.
be, denoted by leadership and team building.
Yeah. And the people you leave behind, what do they remember about you? Do they remember that you were a benefactor, or did you take more than you gave?
Well, hopefully as we age, we learn to give more. I think that's where mortality sets in.
Well, that's exactly right. But the many entrepreneurs can't run the business that they can create, that they have the ability to create.
No, that's right. And it's funny. One of the things I did after I read that Drucker quote is I actually took a personality profile. And for an entrepreneur, that's probably...
It's painful.
Yeah. The first time somebody said, you know, oh, just take a profile, it's 15 minutes. And like most entrepreneurs, I'm like, what, 15 minutes and you're going to tell me who I am? And the truth is, the program was called DISC, and yep. It's about 90 years old.
Right.
And when I got the report back, I was just incredibly amazed.
Yep.
And one of the things I love about it is it doesn't tell you what a good or bad leader is. It just tells you where your skills go to.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get yep. you. I'm going to get you to finish that because this is an important point he's going to make, folks. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about whether you are an island leader or a treehouse leader. Quick break. Twenty Tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.